Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. HSV didn't miss anything when they re-engineered the Chevrolet Silverado for Australian roads. Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Mickey, Jane. Hi.
All those present. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, we're here to go.
Hello,
hey,
sir.
Hey, it's going to be a massive, massive day for us.
I love Mondays.
Really?
Always something to talk about on a Monday.
I love Mondays. You're the only person I know loves Mondays.
Well, maybe someone will write a song about it. Okay,
right.
You know what I'm going to start with?
What?
This might not please you, but Victoria's Secret is thinking of not doing their annual fashion show.
Wrong with the world.
I don't know.
I will get angry about that very shortly.
Yes, could be an issue.
Hang around. Hey, your show.
Have you been paying attention?
Well, I'm on it.
You're
what?
On it.
So Tom Gleiser is going to swing by. I'm going to have a word to him about the return of Have You Been Paying Attention? The much awaited.
Well,
return.
I think everyone's ready for
it's
it. As the weather gets
show.
Colder, yes. It's a Monday night. Cozy up on a couch and have a look at it.
What could go wrong? Hey, someone's filmed a porno in a Tesla.
Well,
I think we need to get to the
We saw that coming, didn't we? Or so did
Elon Musk.
We've got Adam Rosenmark's out on the election campaign trail for
us. On the hustings.
This is the last week before we all vote and before we find out what's going to happen on Saturday.
Friend of the show, Rosie.
Yep.
We've sent him out somewhere. We'll tune in. He'll be with one of the main campaigns.
That's right.
All will be revealed very, very shortly.
Exactly.
KFC have released the Charco.
What's that?
Well, it's
a chicken taco, but it's the whole thing's chicken.
Well, that sounds revolting.
Yep.
Well, we might find out other tasty things that you would like to see in the takeaway food state.
Sure. We're going to have
lots
some
more.
Mother's Day talk. We've got some stuff to play you. It's all good.
Prizes.
We're going to take your calls, take your tweets, prizes to give away.
Yep.
But let's start at the top and say, hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello.
I have to ask how your Mother's Day went.
It was fabulous.
We talked about this last week, and from memory, you had to book your own restaurant.
That's all right.
And you had to dangle some meat out as inducement to them so your sons would come along.
It worked. Before that, though, I, as a Mother's Day present, it coincided with getting tickets to see Jane Goodall, who is, of course, the Englishwoman. Amazing. Well, she calls herself an activist now, but she basically has saved chimpanzees from extinction.
She hangs out with the chimps.
Yeah, she hangs out with the chimps. She hanged out with the chimps for 50 years, by the way.
Just in the jungle, doesn't she?
She's
on a first-name basis.
She is, and she observed all the chimps as a young woman, and she noticed after a few years that they were doing things like making tools.
Right.
And that they lived very much like humans. She came and reported it back to, and I'll say, at the time, all the men scientists. And they said, oh, fiddlesticks, you silly woman.
Wow.
They wouldn't make things like that. Until a photographer from National Geographic was flown over to get the evidence to do it.
Okay.
Anyway, I was there. We just arrived, but also our football team was playing, and it was the dying moments of the football game.
So where are you? Are you at Jane Goodall?
Jane Goodall was doing at a big convention centre. It was a big lecture she was giving, and there's a minute to go, and Jane's about to come on, and our team, it's a draw. And I said, look, you can't have that on when Jane Goodall comes. And I said, and I don't want to know the result. 45 seconds to go. I would be so pissed off if it's a draw, but I'd be rapt if we got a point anyway.
Jane Goodall should be doing a study on this behaviour.
That's
what I would have thought.
So I said, and don't tell me what happens because I don't want the lecture to be ruined if we lose.
Yeah.
So time passes. Anyway, I got the nudge and I was about to kill someone in a venue. I said, don't tell me, but we won. 5 point, lazy point behind, actually.
Was Jane
very lazy.
Good?
Jane was great. I would like to see a bit more pictures behind her of the chimps because it's just her talking.
Jesus, a massive criticism.
Well, I've got a few others.
Did you boo?
No, I didn't boo. I really like her story. For people who haven't
How does she feel about dressing up chimps? Is she okay with that?
For or against? Yeah, I'm guessing her, because she's rescued so many chimpanzees.
What about the smoking chimps? Is she okay to have the smoking chimps?
Yeah, like I would think not.
If I took along a chimp and put it in the front row and it was sitting there smoking.
Like Lancelot Link.
Lancelot Link, secret chimp. Yeah, well, see, all that's a bit captivity.
What about the chimp on the toilet seat? Which is a ripper. Surely she would see the funny side
of it. I don't think so, Mick. No, I'm just guessing.
Well, it doesn't sound like she's much fun. If you can't dress up a chimp, what's the point of the matter?
You know what? Funnily enough, no, she's, and all the audience members would enjoy that. Anyway, no, I got the next morning.
Was it a bit of a dorky crowd?
How dare you?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Let's go and see Jane Goodall.
Lots of brown cardigans.
Are you saying people who like chimps and apes are a bit dorky?
No, I'm just saying it's a pretty, it's a night out for people who generally don't know how to get out of the house.
No, I'm very offended by that, and so are all the other
conservationists
and animal activists in the world. Anyway, the next morning, got scrambled eggs.
Oh, yum.
For breakfast in bed.
Oh, you did get breakfast in bed. You didn't want it.
I know.
Who brought that in?
Three of the children.
Oh, adorable.
Three of the children.
A little bit early. Mummy have a sleep in.
And did they sit there and watch you woof it?
Actually, they did. I was going to take my time and maybe eat half of it.
And anyway, what did you talk about over breakfast?
Oh, how great I was as a mother. No, we don't talk about anything. They talked about the fact there was a second batch they had to make. Because the first one, someone decided to add a lot of pepper to the mix and they had to chuck it out.
Wouldn't have gone to waste. And then dinner?
Dinner was great. We went to a meaty kind of restaurant.
Lots of meat.
Everyone had a big fat steak. And we did it in under an hour. Good times, done. I say. Win-win. Yes. No one spilled anything.
How would Jane Goodall have felt about you eating half a...
Well, I'm not eating. I'm not eating a chimp or a giraffe, am I?
Don't say eating a chimp.
That's terrible.
Hey, good on you, Jane Goodall. Yep. Good work. Well done all round.
I would have liked to have spoke to her. You know, next time, I like people like that. They're so interesting. Yeah. You know, she said the number one influence in her life who encouraged her to do what she did? Her mum. Oh. See? Her mum said, you want to go to Africa and watch the chimps? I'm coming with you.
Okay, we're going to talk about Mother's Day a little later on. We've got a funny sketch to play from Saturday Night Live. When we come back, though, more pressing business.
Yes, very important news.
Really upset about this.
It involves Victoria's Secret.
Secret parade.
Thanks to the Chevrolet Silverado. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I'm just losing faith with this new world we live in.
I know.
It's just not what it used to be.
I was trying to hide this story actually from you, Mick, because I knew it would put you in a terrible mood.
I just don't see it. This is just, again, PC madness, hashtag me too. Men aren't allowed to have anything good anymore.
Well, I think that's not true.
I think
you get a lot of good things.
No, we don't.
Come on.
They've all been taken away
full,
one
mate.
By one. Look at this. Victoria's Secret is rethinking its annual fashion show, which has been around, Jane, for over 20 years.
Sure.
It's an institution.
Yeah. I know, I've enjoyed it.
It should be protected. It should have some kind of heritage listing. And next thing you know, whackety whack, the CEO, Les Wexner, sent a memo going, mate, not a good fit anymore. World's moved on. We're gone. Way to check, please.
Okay.
That's unbelievable.
Well, do you want me to explain
his thing? I don't want to hear any excuses.
Might help.
I just want to tell you.
No.
There's a little bit of sunshine in our lives. To see a hottie with massive wings.
But they're the hottest in the world. They're freak of nature. Yes. They're the most beautiful women in the planet.
A supermodel.
A coveted position.
With massive wings.
Yeah.
Toddling down a runway,
wearing
a $1 million bedazzled bra.
Yep.
Why can't I have that?
I know. Well,
why would you
been
take
taken.
That from me?
It's terrible.
What's Bieber going to do?
Yeah.
That's how he used to pick up chicks.
Exactly.
That's how he did. He's on our.
DiCaprio?
Who was our supermodel?
What's he going to do?
Who was our supermodel?
Miranda Kerr.
Miranda Kerr.
Yeah.
There was a big tete-a-tete. Right.
Well, she did well. She got herself a billionaire out of that.
Correct.
Well played. Well played.
Well, apparently they're saying it doesn't fit the television broadcasts anymore.
Jeez.
Because they used to do it on free-to-air on NBC or something like that, didn't they?
And why wouldn't you keep doing it?
Yeah.
Because the ratings have tanked, mate. No one wants to see those chicks anymore.
They're not true. Not true. They survived many scandals. Remember the year one of them wore an Indian headdress?
Right.
Oh, yes, that was a bit un-PC.
Well, it was hot. Hot kimasabi.
But I must say,
it was a little on PC, but I couldn't help thinking that the biggest furore at a Victoria's Secret parade was about headwear.
Yeah. That's right. I tell you, that smell. Have you ever been in at the airports? They've got the Victoria's Secret stores at the airports everywhere. And they only sell undies and perfume and, you know, at these
Dave's
places.
Dave's not allowed within 100 metres.
That is true.
But I go in a lot. My daughter loves it. And the smell of that cologne when you walk in, it's not Chanel, let me just put it that way. It's a little lingering.
A bit strippery.
It is a little strippery, I will say that. But when I walk in, it smells, I go, that smells like my daughter's room. It could be worse.
Can I tell you this? What? We're not allowed to have any fun anymore. No. You and your type have ruined it for us.
Oh, well.
You came for the Pirelli calendar.
Had your fun. Yes.
You got the Pirelli calendar.
Yeah, we did.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
That was a bit of harmless fun.
Yeah.
Just a girl in a hubcap.
Straddling a tyre. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
We can't have that. Hooters. Good luck finding a Hooters.
Oh, really? And they closed them.
I was wandering down all day because it was Mother's Day, and I thought, Mum, I wanted to do something.
Take her out for a nice counter.
Yeah. Couldn't find her. Zoo magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Dave.
That's gone.
Oh, rest in peace. Oh. Big M girls.
No.
What happened to the Big
all
M
gone
girls?
Too.
Grid girls.
No.
Grid girls all gone.
All gone.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
What's wrong?
What a terrible world this is of equality.
If you go to the boxing now to see a girl in a bikini.
I don't know if they've still got them there, have they?
Well, UFC's only got 3 rounds, so it's, you know.
Quick night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The swimwear section at Miss Universe.
Is that gone?
Still there? I think that's still there. Is that still there?
Well, you'd like to think so.
I hope so.
I'd like that one too.
I don't know. I'd like The Handmaid's Tale. That's what you want, isn't it?
Clearly we want a utopian world. Yeah. Dystopian world, actually.
So all the girls have had their wings clipped.
Oh.
For everyone who went down.
Don't worry, there'll be another channel.
Women who went down that runway.
Oh, that'd be terrible to see the last of that.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to talk about
Elon Musk. And what's something he probably didn't imagine. All or right. did he?
All right, come on.
For his car.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Come on, back up.
The Victoria's Secret Parade.
I know, you're upset.
It's an important part of my annual.
Your life.
My calendar.
It is.
Birthdays.
It's
Christmas.
December. It's the exciting thing before
Victoria's Secret.
And but I've been thinking of some other things that are still around. I'm pretty sure they are. Well, what about the Gold Coast Meter Maids?
Oh, yeah, they're still around.
I was lamenting everything
that we've missed, and thanks to you lot who are making it hard.
Are you saying women? We're
boys,
making it hard.
Boys to have fun anymore. Oh. You've took the Pirelli calendar. Mm. You've got rid of most Hooters. Big M Girls gone.
Yeah.
The Carlton Bluebirds. Remember the Carlton Bluebirds?
I do, yeah.
And the no Swanettes. Longer. Was it the Swanettes?
I think so,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
Swanettes. They've gone. Grid Girls gone. What were you lamenting?
Yeah, when I first started in radio at 2LM, we used to have Summer Girl. And it was just the beach parade for all the girls that come out and parade around their bikinis, young DJs.
I'll tell you, if we had the Triple M Summer Girl competition, you would have no shortage of entrants.
Absolutely, and the girls love it.
You go to the beach and you get some hotties.
And we'll have a Triple M Beefcake edition, you know, and some other supermodels.
No, that's okay, don't worry. We're fine, thanks.
But you know what I mean? 133 53.
What do you miss?
Think of anything we've missed. Yeah. It used to be harmless fun. It's gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah.
The dodo was a
flightless bird. You still got Love Island?
As opposed to Victoria. Love Island?
Love Island.
It's not cracking it. That's made for women, not men.
No. Love Island has a whole bunch of women in bikinis.
Yeah, but no one wants to watch
that. Well, I thought you might want to see that.
Naggy.
Thank God for Instagram models, though. I mean, that's kind
of... Yes, what about your Instagram
working in our favour?
What about the girls and nice girls you look at on Instagram?
That's what I've been at the resort to.
Well, that's all right. That's a daily...
Rifling through my Instagram.
That's a daily indulgence that you can probably enjoy, can't you?
Big hello to everyone in Germany.
What do you mean?
Is that your latest country?
Oh, no, but it's because they're pretty girls.
What happened to the Brazilian girls?
I'm kind of moving geographically.
Hang on, Dwayne's telling you, you've got to be watching the NRL. That's right, Dwayne. What are you telling for Mick to watch out for?
Well, they have pom-pom girls at the NRL.
Oh, the cheerleaders.
You're watching the wrong football, mate.
Mm. There is a rich history of cheerleading in that competition.
Well, I know. And how about Jennifer Hawkins, who was one of the most famous
Miss
girls? She did, too.
She was a Newcastle
And congratulations to her and Jake having a baby girl.
Oh, nice.
By the way.
Well done.
Thought I'd throw that in. That's good news. Yeah. Another girl.
Love it.
There goes the cheerleading days.
Hey, steady on. That's not true.
But Dwayne makes a good point.
Yeah, true.
Brisbane is the latest NRL club to stop using cheerleaders, though. Yeah.
Why?
Well, I think it's a new look act they're going to do. It's not as... I think they'll be wearing different attire. It won't be cheerleading attire.
We've got some good calls here. Right. Jeff, what do you want to say, Jeff?
Let's get him off hold, guys.
There he is.
There he is. He's gone.
Okay, there you go. I'll take Liz instead.
Hello, Liz.
Hi. Something I miss is comedy shows from the 80s and 90s, like Life Support and Fast Forward, that weren't so politically correct but were very funny.
But were very funny. You think they've gone...
Well, it's hard to make jokes these days without the PC brigade coming out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, like, remember they used to have Steve Vizard, and I can't think of the other guy's name, who used to do the two Qantas flights.
Michael Veitch.
Yeah, and, you know, if you did that now, well, you'd your network would get sued or something.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Good call. Oh, let's listen to Glenn. He's got a... What are you missing? What's gone from your life?
Buddy.
What's gone from your life, Glenn?
Mate, I'm missing the girls at the darts. They don't walk the players up on the starts for the 180 anymore.
Oh, they used to walk the stars up onto stage. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. In a bikini?
But it was a fine... Yeah. It was like a procession.
It was a coveted position to attain.
It was a wonderful moment in sport.
Glenn, we take your points and we feel your pain.
Steve, what are you missing, mate?
Mate, I'm missing the page three girls in the old newspapers.
Page three.
Do you remember page
yeah.
three?
I do.
It was actually a thing. You could get an otherwise quite reasonable newspaper. But
apart from the fact that a 16-year-old or dubious age girl was in the middle with her pert little boobs out.
Well, I wouldn't little. They were big cans.
Oh, yeah, big ones.
The pastry girl were big cans. What
they
was
it? Knockers.
That was Samantha.
Oh, Samantha Fox.
Samantha Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Was like the doyen.
That's right.
Of that particular
called Touch Me back in the 80s.
Yeah, sure. Here's
one. Let's go to Judith.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Judith, what are we missing out on? What do you want to reminisce about?
Well, I just remember, when I was growing up, the old wet T-shirt competition.
Oh, exactly.
All down the coast.
Those are the times.
Absolutely.
Now, that's a radio promotion we could do here. Kennedy Malloy's wet T-shirt competition.
Wow. I wonder who the first person was to discover that there was a possibility to have a wet T-shirt competition.
I remember a scandal. I think it was at Broome.
Right.
Where the publican's daughter kept winning.
Oh, funny.
Rigged.
Oh, mate. It was winning every week.
Oh.
Yeah, harmless fun.
Yes.
Harmless fun.
It's a way news should be read like that.
Well, let me just, I'm going to go to this one. Dave.
Where's Dave?
Dave's line eight.
Good one right there.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Good, good. You guys?
Yeah, pretty good today.
What are you missing?
Mate, I'm blown up. It's back in the 80s. You got a Harley Davidson motorbike, a nice young lady in a bikini holding a big, long Chico roll.
Oh.
Bring her back.
We are simple men.
Bring her back.
We are simple.
Maybe not her.
she might be more my vintage now, Dave. Trust me.
We
might not be as hot.
We are simple men. We don't want to hurt anyone.
Sorry, Dave.
New Triple M billboard, maybe?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, me on a bike idea. Holding a Chico roll.
If you would
roll.
Do that
yeah.
would...
Yeah, might give the bikini a miss just for everybody's pleasure.
Hey, there you go. You get a little taste of what's going on. When we come back, we're going to talk about famous people at your high schools.
Oh,
have a think.
Yeah, have a think.
Who went to school
who
with you?
Who was the most famous person who went to your school?
133353.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's a story that Chris Evans, who, of course, is currently in Avengers Endgame.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Well, you know, it's probably...
He's the actor.
It's the second highest grossing. Sorry.
Oh, you're right.
Geez.
Oh, no.
What is showing?
Oh, no. Glass of water to Studio 5.
A fly went in my throat.
Oh, that's up there with my favourites.
Sorry, do I get any sympathy here at all? Look at you looking at me like I've just done something.
We're just used to watch. It by now.
Sorry,
if
I'm
you're
human.
If you're not going off air or chewing gum into the mic.
Swearing.
I'm
now,
human.
You're swearing. Now what have you done?
I just got something caught in my throat.
Right,
a fly. All right. Endgame became the second highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah.
And Chris Evans was going to his 20-year school reunion at Conrad's Restaurant in Boston. He went to school at Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School, right?
Yep.
So what he does, and everybody's commenting on and saying, oh, my God, I can't believe you've done this. He wore a name tag with his name Chris. Now everybody would know, of course, who he was, and people thought that was cute. But I thought you would do that not to be up yourself, wouldn't you? Yeah, if everybody else has got a name tag, why would you walk around and assume everybody's seen Endgame? Mm.
He's Captain America,
but come on.
I thought he should have put on his name
tag.
Captain America.
He should have done that. So that got us to thinking.
He would have gone all right at the reunion, wouldn't
he? Well, I think he's
going back there just to see how everyone else is travelling. Yeah. Remember you lot? Remember you lot used to pick on me?
Oh, well, they would have. They've posted photos with him, and imagine all the girls that he was that was in love with him.
Most famous person who went to your school, Joan?
Well, I found it. Well, Robin Nevin, the actress, and Lawyer X.
Lawyer X.
Really?
For you.
That's one.
Did you ever hang out with Lawyer X?
She was
double date?
A little bit younger than me, I have to say. She was not in my realm, but there you go. Proud as punch.
You are Entertainer P.
Yeah, I'm Entertainer P.
Well, you'd be the most famous person at your school.
I don't think so. There's a lot of very famous judges and doctors and very clever people.
You wouldn't wear a name tag, though.
Of course I would.
You'd come in a giant egg like
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. No, I would not do that. I would not.
You would lord it over everyone.
No, my friends, no. No, it's
Dave,
all right.
What about your school?
I went to school with Tony Lockett of Sydney Swans, the St Kilda legend. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say that's junior school. I wouldn't have thought he would have made it too far into senior school.
That is true. I think he made it to year 10.
Yeah, and then he realised he don't need to do this anymore. Well, I had the Daddos, of course.
Well, you really?
The Daddos at my school and the Rain Brothers.
Well, that's very famous. There's a lot of Rains and a lot of Daddos.
There's like a Mount Rushmore of entertainment.
And there's a lot of Malloys too.
There's quite a few floating around. Let's ask the gang. Rob, who was the most famous person do you remember from your school?
Hey, guys. How you going? Good. I was at Maple Park High, graduated in 1990. And
where's that? That's Brisbane? Yep.
That's up here in Brisbane, yeah. Slacks Creek. Go to everybody over that way. I had Darren Hayes.
Savage Garden.
Yeah. Savage Garden.
Yeah, Savage Garden.
Now, do you remember Darren Hayes being a good singer then?
He was, actually, because I play drums in bands and stuff, and I actually used to do some of the school musicals with him as well.
That's good to know.
Yeah, so...
Pity he couldn't have joined the band.
You should have joined.
I wouldn't be talking to you guys at the moment. No.
Whatever happened to Savage Garden, by the way? They owned the world at one stage and then dropped off overnight. What happened?
They just decided to break up.
Do they not like each other, those guys?
No, they like each other. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. You're speaking like you know.
Well, I do, sort of.
They had a lot of international success, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They were on fire. They were one of the biggest acts in the world. But that didn't last long at all.
Well,
one album.
Darren, if you're listening, give us a call and tell us. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Who'd you go to school with?
I went to school with a couple of guys, but the Milky Bar Kid was probably the most famous one.
The Milky Bar Kid.
Wow.
And did you know him, or was he in your year?
Yeah. He was a... pretty sort of plump, freckle-faced Frango that cowboy gear.
Wow, the big three. A plump freckle-faced Frango.
Yeah, did he change overnight when he became the Milky Bar Kid?
No, he wasn't a bad guy, but he seemed to have better stuff than we always did. We couldn't work out why.
Better food.
He's the Milky Bar Kid. Hey, was the Milky Bar Kid
tough and strong?
Pulling the women?
That's it.
Pulling the girls?
I think so.
All right. Well done, David. Give him a prize.
We're going to put you on the standby list to win tickets to the Big Red Bash there, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Midnight Oil, Living End in the centre of Australia, mid-July. Good luck to you, David.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you.
I doubt we're going to beat the Milky Bar Kid. I tell you what we'll do. We're going to hold those calls. Right. We're going to come back. Give us a call. 133353. So much more to get through. Most famous person at your school.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Talking about famous people that went to your school.
That's right. Chris Evans, what did he do? Went back to his, who's he? Captain
high school,
America.
Yep.
Went to a high school reunion.
And put a name tag on so that everybody might know and remember who he was. Of course they remembered who he was because he's in the second highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah.
Then we're wondering, who did you go to school with?
Let's ask
famous?
Tony.
Hello.
Hi, Tony. Hey.
How you going, Jane?
Really good. Tell us who you knew from school that was famous.
I went to primary school with the drummer of Pseudo Echo.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's huge.
Prize, Dave.
All right, Dave. Al-Qaeda North Primary School.
At your primary school. Good on you, Tony. That's a good one. We're going to put you on the standby list for the Big Red Bash.
Al-Qaeda North Primary School.
Oh, Al-Qaeda
gotcha.
North.
Got
all
it.
Right.
Yeah. Got to be specific.
I reckon he did year 10 four years in a row at Altona.
Let's go to Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, Cheryl. Where are you calling from, Cheryl?
I'm from Newcastle, and I went to Cardiff High with Yahoo Serious.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Serious. Yeah, young Einstein.
Yep. Yeah.
Did he have to brush his hair on school photo day? Or?
Yes, it never changed. And also Dave Gleeson,
Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets. It's a Newcastle royalty.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of very talented people have come out of Newcastle. Well done, Cheryl. Thanks for the call. Geraldine. Geraldine, can you chop the drummer from Pseudo Echo?
Dennis Walter.
Oh!
And Chrissy Amphlett.
And Chrissy Amphlett. Oh, now, wow. I do remember this. Dennis and Chrissy were in the same class at school. Can you believe that? That would be in Geelong in Victoria. Is that where you're calling from?
That's correct, yep.
There you go.
Wow, that's pretty good. I'd like to hear a duet between Chrissy Amphlett and Dennis Walter.
Yeah. Well, I have to ask them. I wonder if they ever did. Dennis might have done that over the years. We better ask him.
All right.
And little Patty was Chrissy Amphlett's sister too. She would have gone there as well. Hey, let's go to Peter. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are we going today?
Really good. Who did you go to school with?
I actually went to school with Jason Donovan.
Oh, that's pretty huge. Hey,
but
Jason.
He was a form under us, and he was a bit of a galah. But into English, into drama, but didn't play much sports or anything like that.
Was he popular with the ladies?
Well, there was a ladies' school next door, but there was a giant wall, giant fence there, so I don't know if he ever got over that fence or not.
I lived in Jason Donovan's apartment for 3 months when he was overseas.
Was pretty, a lot of knocking on the door?
Late at night, there'd be a knock on the door. I opened it, there'd be a very, very good-looking woman standing there and go, is Jason here? He'd be overseas. I go, no, but he'd probably be back in the next hour or so.
Oh, my God.
Snip.
Jason Donovan's actually touring the UK at the moment doing live shows. I follow him on Twitter.
Is that the Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Could be. Hey, that's pretty good. You love your musicals. Let's finish up with Cam. Hi, Cameron.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really good. You've got a big international star who went to your school.
Yes, Matthew McConaughey was an exchange student at my school.
That is bizarre. Where is that, Cameron?
On the central coast of New South Wales. So he actually was living with people who ran a chicken farm at the time.
That's right.
Did he ever pop a shirt on?
look, he would have been one of many that didn't.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, that's well good done. Gap. Good work. There's so many more we could get through here. Joan Samuels, this is Steve. We can't get to him now. Wife of Mad Max in Mad Max.
Joan Samuels. She was in Young Doctors.
Eric Banner. Alf Stewart we've got down there. Someone went to school.
Wow. Awesome.
Alf Stewart, is it your school? Eric Banner. So many more. We can't get through them.
We can't.
Well done, everybody, for playing today.
Because everybody's got to have gone to school somewhere.
That's right.
Up next, Adam Rosenbarks is on the hustings of the election. We'll cross to him right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Keep the promise of Australia to Australians.
Do you think I give a stuff about what you personally think?
You're a classic space invader.
And I couple all the time and I'm sick of it.
Very nice. Very nice.
We're on the road again.
Live from the campaign trail, please welcome our political insider,
we're on the road again,
Adam Rosenbarks.
Rosie, come on in. Where are you?
Thank you, guys. You know, there's some big guns in the political industry. Peter Harvey, Laurie Oakes, and now Adam Rosenbarks.
That's on
the campaign trail.
Have you got a call?
I'm in Sydney at the moment.
You're in Sydney at the moment, so I'm guessing then you've spent the day following around Bill Shorten.
I did. So I kicked it off yesterday. I went to ScoMo's campaign launch, which happened in Melbourne.
Yep.
So that was...
What happened there?
Fun.
Was it like a Hillsong Church choir thing, or what was happening?
You know what? When I got there, Mickey and Jane, I realised that I didn't fit in because I wasn't wearing chinos and a Ralph Lauren puffer vest. They weren't quite my people. And then when ScoMo was introduced and someone yelled out, you know, or the introduction was, how good is Scott Morrison? And not one person answered, not very.
Hey, Rosie, did you know how the Labor Party pulled out the big guns at their big convention? Yeah. Was there anybody big that came for the Libs?
Oh, look, the biggest person there, I would have thought, who probably, you know, wished that she wasn't there was ScoMo's mum.
Oh, yes.
For Mother's Day.
Yes, for Mother's Day. Yeah, so, in fact, didn't they introduce him?
Yes, they did. His wife and daughters and his mum came out. He came out with like about four bouquets of flowers just to suck up to him. They probably weren't going to vote for him before that.
I think we can work out that he may have a problem with women because he's got none in his cabinet. How's the other day? He had to get someone, a woman from the National Party, to stand behind him while he gave a speech announcing $75 million for women because he couldn't find anyone in his own party.
Interesting observation.
It tells you a lot about how he's travelling with women in the party, but his mum and his sisters are on board, so that's the main thing.
So yesterday felt like a bit of a pre-funeral kind of vibe.
All right, so we move on today. Now, you're out there with Bill Shorten. Did you go jogging with him in the morning? Because I love his jogging style. It's very Forrest Gump.
You know what? It's very clandestine the way they do this. So I was added late last night. I was added to a WhatsApp group, and then they say where the bus is going to meet this morning. And so I couldn't even write back on this WhatsApp group because I know you guys, you would be in WhatsApp groups. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so this is one that I couldn't even add to. So it's only the administrators who can, you know, write in it. And I thought, I've never seen a WhatsApp group that's used for good and not evil.
So doesn't make sense to me. That's not why it was designed.
Exactly. Like if my phone ever goes missing, I always just think, I hope they can't open the WhatsApp.
Well, it's good that it's kept quiet. But you were on a train today, is that right? And how does Bill go with all the peeps?
Yeah, so we get on the bus and then we headed out to Western Sydney to a train station called Road. So he was meeting people out there. And basically, he was just annoying early morning peak hour people getting to the train station.
Disrupting it.
Yep. Yeah, because he was handing out like little flyers of how to vote cards out there. And people just were blanking him going, get out of my way, little man. I want to get on my train.
So what's the vibe out there? So you've seen him out in the streets and you've seen the public. Is he more popular than not popular? Do you think he's got enough momentum?
It's hard to gauge, guys. Like, he wasn't very popular at 8:05 in the morning, but then we went out, an hour north to Gosford, and we went to a high school there, and he was mobbed like he was in the Beatles. So if those girls become a voting age, he's covered. Like, it was incredible. He was just surrounded for, like, half an hour, girls taking selfies, everyone around him. I think he felt like he was God.
Well, there you go.
And was the potential First Lady of Australia, Chloe, was she out there?
No, she didn't come out there. She okay. was, not to be seen. So I was a bit disappointed that they didn't let us know that we were going to a high school because I had 3 kilos of MDMA in my It was just no good. I'll tell you one thing that surprised me, though. Yes. On the bus, because it was like a school excursion, so there was about 30 of us on the bus, like all the press, junket, travelling around, and they were handing out muesli bars and like Carmen's muesli bars and red tip bananas, so that's where your hard-earned taxes are going.
That's right. Do you think there's, like, chances, is it a combustible kind of atmosphere? Is it highly charged? Is it sexual? on the bus?
You know what? They all said that they'd been out for drinks the night before, so I got there very late, and then they were on another flight tonight, and so they'd all be in the same hotel drinking again. So I think the answer to that is an absolute yes.
Well, you never know what might happen with you, Rosie, as you are on the hustings for us. Can we check in with you again?
Yes, I will be out there tomorrow. Can I please do the special?
Hang on. Where are you going? You can't tell us where you're going.
No, it's classified.
It's highly classified. Hey,
you're not following Clive Palmer, are you?
No,
because he's in Fiji.
It's not even in the country.
Geez, I'd happily go there. What do you send me there? You send me up to Gosford.
Exactly, Rosie. Do your special sign off for us.
Okay, Adam Rosenbach's Qantas Club.
Excellent. Back over to you, Dave.
We'll check in tomorrow.
Tommy Gleisner.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
It sure is, and it's going to be a cracker. Mother's Day, what did you do? Give us a call. We've got some funny bits to play you, and I want to hear some more from Jane's wonderful Mother's Day.
Well, I don't know if there is much more. I think I'd had a big sleep in, and I might have binge-watched a television show.
That sounds like just another day for you. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this guy.
We love having Australia's foremost quiz host, Tommy G, on the show because he always brings great little facts.
like what schoolies is called around Australia.
In West Australia, it's known as leavers.
Oh. They always have to be different.
In Tasmania, it's parole.
And if he doesn't know the fact, he's willing to probe Maggie Beer to find out.
So I'll be going in with the hard-hitting first-up question, what the hell is verjuice?
Plus, he always leaves us with a little nugget of wisdom.
Remember, there's no you in chlamydia.
Please welcome back Tom Gleisner.
Don't know how we got there.
Wow.
Tom, welcome back,
how
Tom.
How are you, Tom?
Jane, actually sounding terrible. Got the sign of the weird cold, but feeling great. Yeah. You know, it's.
I hope you make a recovery by 8:30 tonight. Yeah.
Correct. It's for Have You Been Paying Attention? Back on our screens. And Mick Malloy, you are on the very first show of
the
year.
I really want to win. But why can I... I've never
well, I think
won.
There's a
never.
Way to do that.
Yes, answer a question.
Try and answer some questions, or correctly.
But can't we do some kind of shonky quizmaster deal, like a scandal?
What were you saying before when we said, Tom, you said you look worse, you sound worse than you are, and didn't you say lifestyle?
How dare you? How dare you?
I worry about your lifestyle
I lead a very clean lifestyle. Can we just clarify, though? We keep saying 8:30 tonight on Channel 10.
Oh, okay, it's
after MasterChef.
That's the correct term.
Whenever Matt Preston's loosened the belt.
That's right, about 8:45, but we're there, stick
and
around.
And it's Nigella week, so she might go on and on for a while.
Yeah, don't be like that. I like Nigella.
You get so
competitive with women.
Oh, shut up. Jane. You are pathetic.
You should hear what she says about Karen Martini. It's just... Wow.
Maggie Beers. Hey, so now...
Sorry, Mick, for jumping in. I was going to say, what have you been doing since...
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'd like to talk to you like you're not just here...
Sure, to promote a show.
Yeah, to promote a show.
Let's talk
stuff
about...
Stuff you.
Good luck,
life,
good
exactly.
luck with this.
All right. Tom, what have you been doing with your life since we last saw you on our screens?
I've been, we've been busy with trying to cope with the Clive Palmer ads is basically the onslaught of yellow on my screen.
Yes.
And building up, getting ready for, this is Saturday, of course, it's election night. And very excited. How are you planning?
What do you do election night? What do you do?
Well, you've got to gather. You've got to get some like-minded, slightly less right-wing friends together.
Unfortunately, it's a very exciting day in our household because I share a house with someone who really loves the election process and often has gone to Canberra to watch the process unfold. So
as it happens.
I don't perhaps share the same
but
joy.
But you'll be watching something.
Right, I'll be having a Don's party.
Absolutely.
remember Don's party, Williamson play,
it was
shot in the 70s. Mm. Everyone's walking around in shorts, drinking out of steins, and basically after midnight, boxing on.
That's
it's peas in a bowl night.
That's pretty much how I intend to
do it.
It's all the networks are on board. People usually go for the ABC because it's got Anthony Green.
We love Anthony Green.
Grappling with technology that's always just a little bit beyond his capability.
Do you remember The Worm? That was the only bit of technology available.
Absolutely.
And it was fun to watch The Worm.
But they're all on board. So ABC have got Australia Votes. Nine are doing Australia Decides. Mm-hmm. And 10 have got Backbencher in Paradise. So the choices are yours, ladies and gentlemen, to enjoy the evening.
That
very
sounds
exciting.
Excellent, Tom. All right. Are we going to do some sort of quiz
situation?
We're
going to do some quiz. Is this for your benefit or ours? Are you trying to kick the cobwebs out?
You can treat it as a warm-up for this evening, Mickey.
Do you feel your job's under threat?
Oh, with Grant Denyer's in the building, you're always under threat.
He's nosing around. He's mopping up everything that isn't
everywhere.
Taken.
I'm clinging to the desk, don't you worry.
He'll be lurking. He'll be in the studio audience tonight. Hey, it is tonight. What time?
Well, after MasterChef, as Tom mentioned, around 8:30-ish on 10 and the Win Network. Have you been paying attention? Tom's quiz right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Today, join Mick, Jane and Dangerous Dave as we test their knowledge of the week's events on Have Kennedy Malloy Been Paying Attention?
Oh, God.
Here's your host, Tom Gleisner.
Is this copyrighted, this music?
Wow, it's yours now.
Steal it.
What a team, what a lineup.
And you're back, aren't you? You're back.
I'm back, apparently.
Are you going to be all right with... You and Sam Payne seem to have a certain tension.
There's a little frisson.
What happens there?
No, look, it's fine. We've got restraining orders taken out against each other.
I think there's just one more event's going to happen, and it will be front page news. I'm very worried,
It'll
actually.
Be Lane Slug Sigley. For those who remember that. Epic showbiz.
All right, what have you got?
Can we do?
So you're just going to shake it off with a couple of questions?
Your names will be your buzzers. Mm. All right, we're going to start with an audio clue. Emotional moments at the Liberal Party campaign launch.
I couldn't love them more if I tried.
The Prime Minister declared I couldn't love them more if I tried.
Mickey, Nick. Franking credits.
He does like them. He does love them. No, it was, of course...
His family.
Janie's beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful wife and beautiful girls.
The only women he's ever come in contact with. Because there's none in the
Liberal Army. Yeah.
Mick, Jane. Jane's on the ball. Yes. All right. Australia's cricket team visited somewhere special on the weekend. Where was it?
Mickey. Mick. Oh, was it Bunnings again?
He was straight through. How dare you? They're clean now, Mickey. They're clean. They're on the way to England, if that helps Dave or Jane.
They went to visit Meghan Markle's baby.
Nice, but a little closer, further, rather. Dave.
Was it Gallipoli?
It was indeed.
Oh, good on you, Dave.
You're welcome, on the guys. Board. On the board.
I didn't even know Dave was playing.
No, I'm there.
What happened to Dave?
Thank you.
There. All right, Woolworths has announced that all stores will soon carry what?
Jane.
Oh,
more security for all the thieves that take all the stuff out.
No, but this is a health-related thing.
Yes,
Mickey.
Yes? Defibrillators.
They're going to stock. Oh, no, sorry, you're not going to sell defibrillators.
They're going to have one at the supermarket. Yeah. Thank God for Mick Malloy
when he's here in the studio. Why don't they just sell healthier food?
Good point.
See?
Good point.
Then you don't need the...
Don't start that argument now.
Yep, no. Move. Are they a sponsor?
No, I think we should.
Okay, bye.
All right, no. We're moving on. Mickey, another 10 points for you.
So am I winning?
All right. We've got Jane. No, yeah, one all. One apiece.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
She's not doing a very good
Stop
job.
Stop interrupting Tom. Are you going to do this tonight?
He's not making it clear.
He is.
Who's really, I didn't even know Dave was playing. I'm not sure who's winning.
I didn't know I was hosting. All right, let's move on. All right. We all know, another audio clue, listen carefully. Okay. We all know there's a new royal baby. His full name is, of course...
Archie Harrison Mountbatten.
Final
Jane.
Word. Jane.
Malloy.
Pretty nice.
Mickey.
Mick.
Booney.
Is nice. Dave, you got a free hit. Archie Harrison, Mountbatten.
Windsor?
Yes.
Windsor it is.
Did you look that up?
No, James was mouthing it out in the
airline. Oh, God, you're such a boy.
Yeah, Windsor's his last name.
So, well, what's...
Don't argue with the host, Mick.
That's a laydown Mazur.
Don't argue with the host.
Would you hyphenate the Mountbatten? Would you go...
No, we're moving on. Okay, now another audio clue.
You're big on royals because do you have a royal award? No, you have Australia Day honours. What was your Australia Day honours?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's an AO, Mickey.
Okay.
It's apprehended violence.
Oh, yeah, moving on.
It's hanging from a chain around his neck.
All right.
Like Mr. T.
Not my neck. Not my neck, anyway. Okay, let's move on.
Wait, Tom's cranky now because I can hear it because he keeps saying, come on, all right, let's move on.
Sorry, guys, your show. All right, another audio clue. Tell me, what are we listening to here?
Jane.
Jane's in.
This is our entrant into the Eurovision Song Contest by Kate Heidke-Miller. And it's that...
Kate who?
Nut job. Yeah.
Can I listen to it again?
Kate Miller-Heidke.
Listen again?
Yep.
That's me getting a prostate test.
We'll go with Jane's answer quite quickly.
And Miller-Heidke, I said it the other way.
Miller-Heidke, what's going on with that? Where's that going?
It's her name, Zero
She's
Gravity.
She's married to somebody who's got another name. She's kept her name.
It's Miller-Heidke Windsor, but anyway, we're moving on. Big statement from Alan Jones last week.
This may well be the most outstanding political speech I have ever read.
Wow. Oh, God. who's Alan been impressed by?
I'm going to say.
Dave, any thoughts?
Malcolm Fraser,
a good close friend of his, Mr. Mark Latham,
I suppose we had to have some comedy questions.
No points. All right, another audio clue. The U.S. and China continue to fight over trade.
I did get last night a very beautiful letter from President Xi.
What did the letter to Mr. Trump say, Mick?
I don't know what was in it. He was just happy it wasn't a summons.
That's a change.
It's a beautiful letter.
It is a beautiful letter for Donald. No, it was, of course, they're wanting to... Well, it's discussing the issue of trade and negotiating some deals.
In the letter.
Who knows?
Fortune. Dear Donald,
and it's just, let's talk.
You want to swap stuff?
No, don't ask that tonight.
Okay. That's gone. this is why I test them here.
Are these the leftover questions that didn't make the show?
These are the ones we'll never do tonight for obvious reasons. All right. Mm. Let me just check the scores. We've got Jane, Dave, me. Let's call it, this is the tiebreaker.
You really need to pick it up tonight.
I'm in a 1-hour park.
Match all right.
Volvo has issued a safety recall for some models after fears what may happen. It's the XC90 and it's the Volvo. And it could...
Well, I was going to say blow up. Explode.
Embarrass people for being in it.
Close. And I think Mickey's nearest the pin. It's a catch fire due to
Catch fire.
Yeah, sort of that, which would probably lead to
the exploding.
Explosion and embarrassment.
All right. And obviously, Mickey. I won.
Mick Malloy takes out so finally.
Do I still need to turn up tonight?
I'm afraid so.
Who else is on tonight?
We've got Kitty Flanagan, Sam Pang.
Kitty, unbelievable.
Melanie Bracewell and Ed Cavalier.
Ed Cavalier. All right, mate. Seriously, people are watching.
I'm worried about your health.
No. I'm taking drinking the Red Bull and vodka. I'll be fine by about 8:45.
Well, I'm looking
tonight.
Forward to the sitting on the couch, having a bit of
good.
A laugh.
I'm feeling good. I'm match fit.
You are?
I'm good to go.
What are you wearing?
Yeah.
I'll better discuss that with you after.
A flannel shirt.
A surprise for the ladies.
He means no pants.
Have you been paying attention tonight on 10?
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And I have to ask, Jane, did you receive a more beautiful bunch of flowers than the one I offered you on Friday?
You mean the stinking carnations you gave me?
Now,
I've specifically told you that carnation was the most evil bad flower and I hate them.
I had someone go across the road and buy a dozen carnations.
There you go. I had someone go across the road.
And we handed them to you. You didn't want them, so we palmed them off to Dave.
I took them home.
Who took them home? And what did
you didn't give them to your wife, did you? I told you not to.
She said, oh, what? Flowers for the dead.
There you go.
It's the comment. That's what happened Mother's Day.
It wasn't even a dozen. It was like 10, which is bad luck.
Well, because I had to siphon a couple off for the girls in the office.
Oh, that's my
on
God.
The way through. I was like Mark Holden throwing carnations around the office. What's your beef with carnations?
On my Instagram account, I put the photo of you give me the flowers. I think the most likes I've ever got in my life. And I said, I told Mick Malloy, any man who gives a woman carnations for Mother's Day or any other occasion is a dick. And I have to say, a lot of people agree with
that
me.
I'm a dick.
Yeah. And
I've come out of this looking bad for trying to do something nice to someone.
Goodness,
you did it on purpose.
You posted that picture.
I told you I didn't like them.
You and your girlfriend fraternity have turned on me for trying to be chivalrous.
Yeah. No, they just say that's just no
good. All those carnation growers out there, I mean, you're trying to put them out of business.
What's your beef with the carnation?
It's an ugly paper-looking flower that can take dye in it. Sometimes it's blue, white, red, pink. Like, they're just
revolting. It's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
It's daggy and 70s in a bad way. It's not something to reminisce about and go back and dream about. We don't like it.
I just thought it was a late amateur. If you bought flowers for a woman, she would be generally...
Oh, you think we're that easy? Just any old bunch? Oh, no. I said no red roses on Mother's Day. Red roses are for Valentine's Day. That threw my house into a frenzy.
They're exchanging.
No red roses? Oh, all right.
Fair.
I got some lovely... flower
rhododendron? Did you get a rhododendron?
That's
at all?
Very strange flower to choose. Do you know a rhododendron really grows on a bush?
Yeah.
And it's not often.
Are you having another go at me?
I'm just saying it's not often in a bunch of flowers. You know how you're expert on some things and I'm expert on lots of things. Well, I'm pretty expert on flowers. Hey, Mother's Day didn't go so well in the Kardashian household, the Jenner household.
What happened?
Well, the mum of all the Jenners. Kris Jenner posted, as she does, a picture every year for Mother's Day, because it was Mother's Day in the US as well, same time. And she's got all her children, except one. Ah, she left off Kendall. She said, I love all my children so much. I'm sure people do that too.
Wow.
Just forget a kid. She's got a lot of them and a lot of grandchildren.
What about Kim Kardashian on Mother's Day? Does she have the mothers who gave birth to her?
Oh, yeah, no. Surrogates count.
Do surrogates count?
Yep.
Would you put the surrogates in a Mother's Day?
Yep, they're all count.
I'm confused.
They all count. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler went on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Emma Thompson was hosting it.
Oh,
and they had a little Mother's Day tribute. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
When you ask your mother what she wants to do for Mother's Day and she says...
just to relax in the backyard, maybe a massage.
What she's actually asking is...
how does one buy weed?
You look tired.
What she means is...
you look bad. Mums contain multitudes. When she says...
son, you know I love you just the way you are.
She's actually saying...
I am bored of waiting for you to tell me you're gay. Just do it so I can buy rainbow stuff.
When she says...
I love all my kids the same.
She means...
your sister is winning. This may come... come as a shock, but your mother has a life outside of you. So when she says,
I'm going to book club tonight,
what she means is,
I'm about to get turned at Linda's.
Yes.
She sure is.
Very good. Hey, can we do something? We did a call out on Friday for people and as a warning of presents not to get anyone from Mother's Day.
Very important.
There was some stuff there, outboard motors, gift voucher from Bunnings.
Yeah.
I think there was a angle grinder.
Yes.
Can I ask, can we do this quickly?
Why not?
Mums,
did you get some good
listen?
Stuff? Did they listen?
Good or bad?
Or did they not?
Tell me if you are the happiest mum in the world or you copped a shocker.
Yes.
133353.
Give us a ring now.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The Big Red Bash is coming the 16th to the 18th of July, featuring Midnight Oil, The Living, and kennedymalloy.com.au. Go to the win page. You might get yourself on the standby list for that in Birdsville, Queensland.
Well, there you go. I can't wait. That's going to be a ripper. Imagine seeing Midnight Oil with the backdrop being the big brown land.
Simpson
that
Desert.
Would be a great Mother's Day
wow.
present.
Wow. What did you get for Mother's Day? We want to know, good or bad. We predicted this. I know. What did you get? Because you said you got breakfast in bed. Did you get actually
tickets,
a gift?
Yeah,
a gift.
I got nail polish from my daughter, like a whole array of colours she knows I would love, which is beautiful.
Oh,
yeah, and I got a ticket to Jane Goodall to see.
All right,
my hero.
Showing off now. Dave, what did your wife?
She got her sheets and a doona cover, and we took her out. We were out for dinner on Saturday night. We went for Indian. She loves any bit of butter chicken and Rogan Josh.
That doesn't sound special to me.
It does sound special.
It's not,
it was.
That's almost close to drive-through.
It's not.
Let's
it sounds
go
lovely.
Out for Indian.
Indian's yum.
It is yum.
Mrs. D can do better than that.
I
would have thought, you know what I did?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do for the boys'
mum? Well, I forgot all about it. Oh, no, for my mother.
For your mum, what did you do? Nothing.
Well, no, I did. It's the usual arrangement where I tell her that she can go to any musical she likes with one of my sisters. Bang!
So it's a win-win.
I'm out the back.
You don't have to go to the musical and she goes.
Yeah. No. Well, AJ's on the line. AJ, what did your mum get?
Mate, I rang my old man a couple of days before Mother's Day and said, buy her something nice. And I got a phone call from my mum on Mother's Day and he went out and brought her a bug zapper.
Put him in the drawer.
All right.
She was devastated. Yeah.
She was devastated.
AJ's in the drawer for the big trip. Good luck, mate.
Yeah, he had it wrapped Thanks, up, mate. But it kept zapping.
Hey, let's go to Kelly.
Bug zapper.
That's
for Mother's Day.
Cool. Kelly, would you?
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello. What'd you get for Mother's Day, Kelly?
I am still waiting. I've got absolutely nothing.
Oh my God!
27-year-old son got out of bed, grunted Happy Mother's Day at me, and that's the end of it.
Well, at least he remembered. That's a very big deal, I think. Surely.
That's not on. You need something. You've been a good mother, obviously, over the years. You've been hard at it. Can we get something for Kelly? What can we rustle together?
We have
not our prize pack.
Not a prize pack.
I want something proper.
No.
Well, Kelly, how would you like a $100 gift voucher for a spa night? You can have that.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
And we'll add a $100 Liquorland voucher on top of that as well.
Oh, goodness. There you go.
And relax.
There you go.
So you can take the alcohol to the spa and have one of the greatest nights of your life.
That sounds fantastic. Can I do it tonight?
Sure.
Kelly, you
Good
can
on
do
you,
whatever
Kelly.
You want.
Go nuts.
Well done.
Let's go to Beth now. Beth, what did you get for a Mother's Day?
I got attitude.
From who?
From my 26-year-old daughter. We decided to do Mother's Day on Saturday because I wanted to go to the football yesterday to see the Hawks.
Good for you.
So I went and picked her up from her place. I paid for us to get our nails done. And then I got attitude on the way home. And that was it. That was what I got.
Now, we better put you on the short list to see Midnight Oil, Beth.
Oh, thanks, Diane.
And you're not taking your daughter.
Yeah.
No,
if you
God,
get caught.
No.
Did she say something nice? Did she do anything nice at all?
Well, I got a text yesterday morning saying, Happy Mother's Day, Mum.
Do you know what? We're all pretty forgiving, don't we? We're sort of the next minute, they just go, oh, sorry. And then we go, that's all right, darling.
I know, we do.
We do. You're good on you, Beth.
You big softies. Kim, what'd you get for Mother's Day?
Hi, I woke up to the smell of cooking bacon and eggs.
Yes.
At 5:30 in the morning.
Way too early.
You see, it's similar to mine. Mine was very early too, and I appreciated it, but wow. Well, the one morning I could have had a bit of a sleep in. Was it tasty? Did they bring it on a little tray and bring it into the bedroom?
No, I had to get up and have it.
Oh. Did you go back to bed?
What a chore.
No, unfortunately, I didn't get to go back to bed either.
You had to do the dishes.
To clean up. Thank
no,
you, Kim.
Thankfully, I didn't. I got out of the dishes too, so that was a bonus.
Good on you, Kim. Thanks for that. Let's finish with Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Good. How was your Mother's Day?
Well, I got a 3 a.m. phone call from my 19-year-old just asking, oh, could you pick us up because our designated drivers just won't answer and we can't find them.
Oh, so officially it was Mother's Day, middle of the night.
Mm. I did get promised a breakfast, but, you know, not that early. And I said, look, I'll sleep in now and, you know, we can have breakfast a bit later. So it was lovely. They did the breakfast.
Oh, you got that.
The music was playing, but then she sat there too hungover for her to eat.
Wow, you are a very understanding and patient mum. Thank you very much, Kelly. Good on you.
There's more.
Quickly.
Well, she actually then proceeded to ask if I had $180 to get her phone fixed that she broke that.
Wow. Yeah. She's got a bit of sucking up to do to you, Kelly. All right. Thank you, Kelly. Good stuff.
Thanks for the call.
I hope you all had a good time on Mother's Day.
We'll come back before the end. We're going to go to ads.
Quick commercial break,
You've got a story about Meghan Markle. We're going to get
to that. Well, just one of her recent Easter posts.
We'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to the HSV Chevrolet Silverado, Kennedy Malloy.
Bang.
How good.
I love it.
Love it too.
You know, you can tow over 5 tonnes.
That's big. That's
I just sit here thinking of stuff I could tow.
Me too. That's what I was sitting. I was looking. A horse float, a massive boat, a caravan. You could do.
A small peninsula.
Yeah. Well, a Winnebago shouldn't even have to drive itself.
A caravan full of bricks.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what. Wouldn't it be great to do a road trip? We get a caravan on the back.
Put Dave in the caravan. Sure. You and me up front.
I'll be on the bed.
All our dogs in the back. There's so much room in the back,
all
though.
All your stuff.
Yeah. All my stuff.
All your handbags.
Oh, you are terrible. You're terrible.
You know what you like.
You know what? This is a chariot that I would like to be driven around.
We could tow my horse in a float.
Have you got a new horse?
To the knackery. That is the old one.
Going the knackers.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Last trip ever.
The Chevrolet won't do that. Because it will do everything else you want it to
do.
Do
you know with the Chevrolet, right, with the Silverado, this is the thing. One of the things people hate doing the most is helping a friend move in.
Oh.
Or move out, move their stuff.
Move, period.
If you threw the Silverado into the mix and said, we're helping Davo move out, guess what? He's given us the Silverado. Mate.
I'll tell you what would happen. They would go and move into the Silverado. They wouldn't even move into the house.
They'd pitch a tent in the back of the Silverado. Yeah. Oh, it's got about 40 square metres floor space, that thing.
Do you know what I loved?
What?
When we saw it in the flesh, it's huge. You go in.
I think the colour of that.
The colour. That was a...
That was a Summit white.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Or was a Silver Ice metallic.
That new car smelled, that leather seats. Oh, oh man, didn't I look good in it?
Yes. And then, that should be on the ad. Jane looks good in it.
Even I look good in the Silverado.
And
if you're running a business...
There's too much room.
This is your moving office. You don't need to have a... If you are a self-managed person who's doing, you know, like Tradie Janey, you could set up your own office in this Silverado.
Once did you see that story today, Elon Musk, about the Tesla?
It had a
self-driving autopilot.
Yeah.
And someone's filmed a porno in it.
No kidding.
Well, I mean,
what are you suggesting?
If you can get that technology
into
the Silverado.
There's no time for that in the Silverado.
Hey, it'd be like
I'd watch it.
I'm not sure. That's the path that HSV Chevrolet Silverado
but I'm just saying for space.
Sales team thought we'd head down. I'm not sure they thought that.
I'm sure they didn't.
No.
I apologise.
That's all right.
But the Chevrolet, that's how I feel when I get in the Chevrolet anyway.
You do get a bit horny.
I wish there were tinted windows. I could just sit in there on my own.
On that note.
I think we're done with that.
Silverado Chevrolet.
Head to hsv.com.au to find your local dealer. They're with us for another week and a half. Thank you, HSV.
Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Have you been paying attention, Mickey? To get your skates on, head down to the studio soon.
Ask me a question. Ask me.
What is the name of Meghan Markle's baby?
It is
first name.
Boonie.
Come on, you know it.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle or her sister, her hot sister.
Oh, my God. Are you going to phase out and space out on television tonight? Please don't do that and don't embarrass me.
Well, I wouldn't have buzzed in.
Meghan Markle's baby. What's the name of the baby?
Harrison.
No.
Archie.
Yes. God, don't embarrass me tonight.
I certainly hope the Tommy doesn't have as much attitude as you. That's terrible. When you get it wrong, you don't turn on whoever's trying to answer the question.
I must say, I have filled in as host a few times.
Is it frustrating?
And, it's really frustrating. Yeah. And everyone talking at once, just like, hey, bit of shusho. Shusho, please. I'm hosting here. Hey, speaking of Meghan Markle, she posted a photo of their newborn son, Archie, on Sussex Royal, which is her and Prince Harry's Instagram site. And it's just of his little
should
year
baby. Should
you
have an Instagram site together?
I don't know. I don't care.
Would you do it?
No.
For a little, so we could all check in with us?
No. I'm talking about the little baby feet. And in the background are forget-me-nots. And
why has she got pictures of the baby's feet?
Yeah, where's the baby?
Oh, I think it's trying. She's trying to be groovy. You know, it's trying to be sweet and I don't know.
Baby's feet.
Yeah. Weird.
She's trying to
be
creative. Do you
reckon her baby's really ugly?
That's maybe why.
Yeah, probably. I think the baby's really ugly.
Look at the conk on this thing. Why can't people can't see that?
Babies don't have big noses when they're born.
Babies are ugly.
Well,
universally ugly.
Some are. That's true. I don't think Meghan Markle's baby's ugly. We've already seen his little noggin.
Is it a big pumpkin head?
No, he hasn't got a big pumpkin head. He's got a sweet little head.
George was a pumpkin head.
Sure, and so is Louis. It's not my cup of tea.
They'll both be at the clan meetings. I don't like those guys.
No.
I don't like the way they roll.
Hey,
I'm a good judge of character. Yeah, little people. Yeah, Hitler was a kid once too.
I've got an update of who went to your school. We talked about Chris Evans, who went to his high school reunion, and he wore a sign. Hi, I'm Chris, just to remind everybody who he
hilarious,
was.
Hilarious, Chris.
Everybody would have, of course,
Captain
known.
Captain America, mate. We all know it.
Yeah.
You're a bit bitter, aren't you, today?
What happened to the female Captain America?
Well, it's Captain Marvel. Mm. That's
please don't complicate things. I'm about to go in another direction altogether.
No, hang on. No. Stop. He's stop the clock.
What?
What happened to the female? There was a woman.
Not Wonder Woman.
There's Captain Marvel, who's a woman.
Who's Captain Marvel?
Well, that's Captain Marvel.
Not Captain America.
Brie Larson. That's Captain Marvel.
They're not the same.
What? Is this Captain America and Captain Marvel are two very different people.
And how long has Captain Marvel been a woman?
Anyway, we were going to who went to your school?
Have I said something silly?
Yes.
Who? What?
Who went to your school? Kylie.
Yeah.
Cugliari.
Jeez.
This is amazing.
Can I crack at it? Can I buy a vowel?
No, that's right. I went to school with a girl who had the unfortunate name, Joan Ferguson. Needless to say, she was read to as the freak. I thought she went to school with Joan Ferguson. This is from Prisoner, the freak.
Yeah, I remember her.
She's not foam. If
who
she's
cares?
Not me, Joan Ferguson.
Who
she's
cares?
Not,
her name's Joan Ferguson.
No prize for you.
No prize. Tammy went to school with Tina Arena. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
That's much better.
But Tina Arena didn't go to school. She was on play.
She still went
young
to school.
Talentine.
She wasn't going to school.
Yes, she was. She was homeschooled.
She was not.
She was set schooled.
She was at Channel 10 and then in the trailer out the back.
Hey, be quiet. Be quiet. See you on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
I can't wait.
That's on Channel 10. And Andrew Denton is going to join us tomorrow.
Okay,
that'll be your Tuesday Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're done catching up on Kennedy Malloy. Check out the Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big.